With mortgage rates rising and house prices falling, experts say as many as 1.5 million Americans could lose their homes. Rick Sharga with Realty Track, a company that provides information on real estate trends, says foreclosures are at an all-time high, up 42% since 2005.
It's almost a perfect storm if you're a homeowner who's in distress right now, because you're seeing housing values go down in parts of the country, so the house might not be worth what you paid for it.
The Foleys are among the thousands of homeowners on the brink of losing their homes. The couple refinanced at a low interest rate to free up money for medical bills. But when interest rates went up, Marilou Foley says their $1,700 monthly payment doubled.
I've been packing because I'm waiting any minute to get the bad news.
Analysts say during the housing boom, when interest rates were low, borrowing by homeowners with little cash and poor credit more than tripled between the years 2000 and 2006. Ivy Zellman with investment banker Credit Suisse says foreclosures were bound to happen.
Home prices were surging and everybody was drinking the Kool-Aid and life was good and the guys were making tons of money on these mortgage originators and people were making money, investors flipping in houses.
But when the housing market cooled, so did the lenders who were doling out loans to high-risk or subprime borrowers. On Tuesday, New Century Financial, the second largest lender of subprime mortgages, ran out of money and said it could no longer afford to make loans. Sharga expects there will be more.
There have been between 25 and 35 companies who have either gone out of business or announced plans to go out of business.
As a result, federal regulators are expected to push for tougher lending criteria for mortgage lenders. Melody Hobson, a financial news analyst for ABC News, says that could lead to further declines in the housing market.
Certainly isn't good for the economy. Homes have really been holding up this economy, particularly home equity loans, where people have leaned on their house to fund their lifestyles. That's drying up.
Some economists say the fall in the housing market could lead to job losses, forcing many Americans to cut back on spending, which some say could push the U.S. economy into a recession. Millar Sega, VOA News.